Again, good morning, everyone. Happy Mother's Day. My name is Ronnie, and welcome from the First Colony Church of Christ here in Sugar Land, Texas. My wife, Martha, says that if marriage does not rid you of selfishness, then motherhood will certainly slap the rest of it right out of you for sure. But it is that sacrificial spirit, giving up so much of herself for our benefit, that endears us to mom. You know, it's been said that sacrifice is giving up something you love for something you love more. And in terms of motherhood and parenthood, sacrifice is giving up something you love for someone that you love even more. And to be a mom is to have a call from God to minister to a specific child, to specific children. And it may not at times seem glamorous, and it may not lead you to fame, and your kids may not become famous. But over 40 years ago, Francis Schaeffer wrote a book called No Little People, No Little Places. In other words, from God's point of view, there are no small assignments, no insignificant assignments, because there are no unimportant people, no unimportant places, no unimportant child. I'm 62 years old. My mom's been in heaven for several years, but I still honor my mom on Mother's Day, and really every day. And I honor the mothering influence of my wife, Martha, in the lives of our children and grandchildren. I honor the mothering influence of my daughter, Mary Beth, my daughter-in-law, Catherine, to our other family members, and you. I honor your influence as well. You know, the book of Proverbs says, Proverbs chapter 31, and it asks this rhetorical question, a woman of noble character who can find? In other words, don't assume that if you're surrounded by some very, very impressive women in your life, that they just grow on trees. They do not grow on trees. And a woman of noble character who can find? She is worth more than riches. Charm is deceptive. Beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord, now she is to be praised. And so the Bible says, where do you find these women of noble character? Well, they can be found. You'll find them in the marketplace. You'll certainly find them at home, in the church, in the community, bringing their skills, their creativity, their intelligence to the table, to whatever platform they might have, shining a spotlight on the grace and truth of Jesus Christ. Well, this morning I have three moms who are helping me in this message. These three moms are at different stations in life. I'm going to start with Laura Wright, and then we'll go to Kelly Smith, and then we'll finish today with Helen Brian. Now, Laura, she is a young mom. She's got four young children, but Laura is savvy and wise, and you are going to appreciate, and I think you're going to be inspired by what Laura has to say.
Hey, happy Mother's Day. Boy, if I could encourage other moms on this day, I would encourage you from the place where I have felt the most discouraged as a mom. And that place is, and I get here almost every day, but recognizing the things that I do wrong and then just feeling like a failure as a mom. You know, I look around and I see the messy house, and I see the times that I yelled at a kid when I should have listened. And I feel responsible and burdened for training these kids, and it's just so much. And I all the time am seeing the good that I should be doing that I'm not doing. And that can feel so heavy and so crushing. And especially on Mother's Day, when people are saying, oh, happy Mother's Day, you're doing a great job, you're doing all these awesome things, sometimes I can just feel that inside, like, oh, if you only knew all the things I'm not doing and all the things that I should be doing that I that I don't do well. And that is just where, boy, day after day, week after week, year after year, as a parent, that is where I feel that this is the hardest. And I feel the most discouraged. I think, well, man, will I ever get this right? Will I ever learn? I don't think so. And so, I'm sure I'm not the only mom that feels this, and that feels this every day, but also on Mother's Day. And so it is to myself, and it is to other moms who are feeling discouraged by your failures, by your mistakes, that I offer this encouragement. And it is this, that our failures are actually our greatest opportunities to teach our kids about God, who is their real parent. And so instead of these failures just kind of mounting and mounting and feeling awful, I can repent to my kids and then use that to show them the difference between God and me, a fallen human. So when I'm feeling this joy, knowing that I don't have to be everything to my kids, then I can repent to them and I can say, James, I'm so sorry I yelled at you again. I should have listened to you. I was angry. I was selfish. Oh man, I am so glad that God has grace for both of us. I need Jesus just the way that you need Jesus. And the fact that I can do that instead of just despairing by the ways that I fail and fail and fail is good news to me. So as funny as it sounds, my best encouragement for other moms on Mother's Day is, hey, the good news is we don't have to be perfect in this, because God is really the one loves our kids the best, who will take care of them, who will be faithful, who will never leave them. He's the one that's really going to parent them, even to mother them. I especially think about that on Mother's Day, better than I will. And that helps me relax as a mom, because if it was really up to me, that'd be terrifying, right? But it's not. So I can enjoy my kids and I can enjoy Mother's Day knowing that God has got these kids and that my failures and my mistakes are the things that I can use, my greatest tools to point my kids to God.
Thank you so very, very much, Laura Wright. I mean, that is just so profound and wise, and I appreciate her reminder that even our failures are opportunities to teach our children about God and about who we are, our own nature, that I need Jesus just like you need Jesus as an adult. I need Jesus just like you as a child need Jesus, and I need to learn, I need to apologize to, I need to confess to, even as an adult, even as a parent, I don't always get it right. I can try to make it right, but I don't always get it right the first time. And every mom, every dad, all of us, we need grace. Grace that allows us to try again in the power of the Holy Spirit. Grace that allows us to ask for help when we know that we need extra wisdom and patience. Grace that reminds us that we are not alone. Whatever the assignment, that the Lord is with us. Okay, the next mom to help is just a longtime friend of mine, Kelly Smith. Her husband Tim is one of our elders, and Kelly's just a delightful, fun person. I describe her, she is sassy, but she is just so much fun and full of in-depth wisdom. And just like Laura inspired us with what she had to say, you're going to be blessed also by Kelly Smith.
Psalm 127:3 says, children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him. So as I think today about motherhood, I am reminded again that it is a very high and noble calling. And I want to say today that those of you who are moms, that you have a very, very important job. And while some of the routine tasks seem mundane and repetitive, they are very valuable. God has not given you busy work, and there are no trivial tasks in His kingdom. Everything you do is significant. The God of the universe sees you and delights in you as you raise your kids. One way that I like to describe the importance of this calling is by saying that as a mother raising your children, you're actually raising the next generation of the church. The Great Commission calls all of us to make disciples, but as a mom, your disciple making begins right in your own home. You are raising disciples who will tell the world that Jesus loves them and that He came to reconcile them with God. Moms, there are so many distractions out there and worldly pressures that invade our lives, and sometimes we struggle with what things we should impart to our children. But I think it would really do us good to prioritize this one thing, and that is to teach our kids to know God and to make Him known to others. God is loving, God is patient, God is forgiving. And as we teach our children to love God and to share His characteristics with others, we see that our work here does not only have earthly significance, it actually has eternal significance as well. Keeping this in mind will help us to narrow our focus and to remember when things get busy in our daily lives that our priority is to equip our kids to love the Lord. I want to encourage you with this truth: where God calls you, God will equip you. The same God that blessed you with your children will give you what you need to raise them. He will give you wisdom and He will give you strength. He will definitely be your ever-present help. I've heard the saying, making the decision to have a child is momentous. It is to decide forever to go around with your heart outside of your body. I don't know who that saying is attributed to, but I know that it is very, very true. And praise God that He will never leave us on our mothering journey, and He has promised to give us what we need. This print hangs on the wall in my home. It hangs between our kids' rooms, and it is 3 John verse 4. It reads, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." Our children are going to bring us joy in many, many ways, but the greatest joy we will know related to our children is to know that they are walking with the Lord, that they are lifelong disciples of Jesus Christ. And moms, this is a really important verse for us because it simplifies our focus. It reminds us what really matters, and it reminds us when we are overwhelmed that we can regroup our priorities, we can tune out the noise from the culture, and we can go back to the very thing that is essential, and that is to teach our kids to know God and to make Him known. Moms, may God bless you on your journey and in your work. It is vital, it is essential, and it is valuable in the kingdom of God. Happy Mother's Day.
Fantastic. Kelly, thank you so very, very much. You know, Proverbs chapter 1 says this, "My child, listen when your father corrects you. Do not neglect your mother's instruction." One more time. Do not neglect your mother's instruction. "And what you learn from them will crown you with grace and be a chain of honor around your neck." In other words, we don't just learn about life naturally. It's not just through osmosis. We have to learn just about everything from the most basic skills of walking and talking and eating and learning how to swim, to the moral actions of courtesy and gratitude and respect, to the spiritual traits of faith, hope, love, holiness. We learn this, hopefully, from the family. The family is God's basic school for instructing children and how to live in this world. And this statement from Proverbs says, if you will pay attention to your mom, it's like a crown of honor. It's like a gold chain. It's like an Olympic gold medal. You go through life and somebody says, "How did you get so wise?" I listened to mom. I just actually paid attention to what mom and dad were teaching me. You will do yourself a favor if you're surrounded, if you're blessed by a godly mom to pay attention and listen. It'll be like a gold medal you will wear through your life as you embrace what your mom has to say. Let me ask you something. Am I speaking to somebody today, and you've wandered away from the wise teaching and instruction and role modeling set before you by a godly mom or godly dad? Is it time to go back to their wisdom and re-embrace again the faith of your youth? You know, we don't necessarily follow Jesus just because mom said so. But many of us were inaugurated on our faith journey because it was a mom who introduced us in a very real, genuine, authentic way to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Okay, our third mom today by way of video is Helen Bryan. And Helen Bryan is just a saint. You wonder, have I ever met a saint? Helen Bryan is a saint. Years under her belt as a follower of Jesus, she is, as the Bible says, innocent as a dove, but wise as a serpent. And, you know, I love and respect Laura. I love and respect Kelly. I love and respect Helen. She is a treasure to all who know her. Listen to what she has to say.
I'm Helen Bryan, and I have some encouraging words that I know all of you already know. But the first one is pray. I have three different points I'm going to make with pray for wisdom. And an old song that I love is, "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer." And that's what I want to emphasize, is pray about everything. We're almost going into our third month of this quarantine, and it's been tough for many of you. And all through my life, there's been hard times that I felt like, poor me. I mean, I have this self-pity where I get all down, and at times I love to go outside and just take a breath of fresh air. I know God is in the house, but also I feel like looking up and saying, God, you're in control. I know you're going to take care of me. And start counting the blessings around you, the running last night, and take a breath of fresh air. Kick the devil out. Say, you know, I don't want the devil around me, but I know the Bible says he's going to be around us like a roaring lion. So look up and relax and unwind, and be thankful that you are the mom of these children. God has placed you here for such a time as this, and God loves you. He's going to take care of you, and I know I'm very honored that I'm the mom of Don Jr., of Micah and Brad, and I'm thankful for that. They're adults now, and they no longer want me to tell them what to do, but at times I still want to tell them what to do. But I think right now you're in a place as a young mom that you have this opportunity to guide these children. And God said, children are a reward. The Lord has given you these children as a reward. This child is your reward. And so compliment your children every day. Find something good to tell each one of them that you're thankful for them. And then let God talk to you. Pray and let God talk, do the talking. When you get in your 80s, you need help, and I've got some scriptures on the back that help me, but you also can write down your favorite scriptures and keep them on little cards around your house. One favorite of mine is, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. This is Proverbs 3, and this whole chapter is really good. Proverbs has lots in it. Also, Galatians has fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians, I turn to there because it starts with G-A-L. This gal needs the fruit of the Spirit. Romans 12 is great. It's a whole chapter, just code of living. Proverbs 46, I love. God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And also it goes on down in that chapter, says, be still and know that I am God. Know that I'm in God. I am God. I'm in control. And then Ronnie Sunday said, Jesus is worthy to be at the center, not at the periphery, but at the center. So keep Jesus at the center. And this Bible has everything you need to know. Keep close to God's word. Okay, pray God's word, and then have some positive thinking. This week I saw on the internet, Methodist Hospital had an article about a heart treasure map. Let your kids draw a heart. Get some paper, they can draw a heart. Then you can draw lines to make the map. And then when you got this made, fill it in, or let your children fill it in too, with their favorite things, such as Jesus, of course, at the center, not at the periphery, the church, the Bible. When we practice positive thinking, this article said, our brain makes connections that support further positivity. We see the world in a more optimistic way. Each day, spend some time being grateful. When you feel down, remember all the positive things in your life. This day the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it.
Thank you, Helen. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Laura. And what those three moms have in common is that they are servants of the Most High God. And we share that fellowship. Let me just remind you today to not limit our great God. He is awesome. He's omnipotent. He is majestic. He is powerful. And he cares about you. Do not place limits on God, what he can do for us, what he will do for us. Allow the only limits to be what God himself sovereignly declares by his own purposes, by his own goodwill, and let's not put any limits on God through our own puny human logic or unbelief. God may decide not to do something for you. God may decide not to do something for us, but we need to let that be his decision and not our fleshly unbelieving decision. And as we face now, obstacles and problems and blockades, and you might wonder, I don't see how the Lord can make a way through this. Well, don't you sit around and decide for God what he can do and cannot do. Don't you do that. This is how we unlock great blessings. We don't limit God. We trust him. And we invite him, and we take the limits off. And no, I'm not saying that if we take the limits off, God will just do whatever we want. I didn't say that. But sometimes God will not do what we want because it's best that he not. But we need to let him make that decision. Don't you make that decision. You just say, Lord, here am I. Here I am. Here's my situation. And Lord, I am asking and I am bringing this before you, but I'm not going to limit you through my own understanding, through my own puny logic and unbelief. Lord, it's in your lap, and you are almighty, omnipotent, wise, awesome, great, majestic, and you are the God for whom the impossible does not exist. Again, happy Mother's Day. And to all of you, I hope this is a day where your faith is rekindled.